Sumo Healing. Welcome. Thank you. We have a yogi with us of more than 50 years experience, which means that you have been involved in spirituality all of that while, and so you must have been rather young at a very tender age when you first became involved. What inspired you?
I think I'm sure I was young. I started when I was a teenager, and I think it was the purpose driven, like I want to live for something, I want to, either for my own personal life, I want to see that quality of life. I don't want to just live a physical life of studying, getting job, taking care of family, but to live also life which is more inner, there are inner fulfillments. And also, I had this very big nature of want to help others. So I used to do a lot of volunteer work in a physical way, like wounded people or people are sick, I will go and like to serve them. So this service was really in my heart from the very beginning.
Now the topic that we're addressing today is release your wings. Did you have an idea at that time that that's what you were doing? What were the wings that you were releasing?
I think that when you want to go a little bit beyond, or you want to go higher than what is happening around you, because the situation, circumstances, people's opinions, your relationships always keep you on certain hold in the sense of what is right, what is not right, or everyone will say that honesty and truth is very important, but you don't see anything like that, that it's not people are honest or truthful. So you feel that because of all that, you're not able to fly, that you are just kind of saying, okay, I accept that. And I knew there was this something, deep desire that I want to release, I want to come out of this.
Now, did the fact that you were a young woman in India impact that at all? Because perhaps the mores or the traditions in India might be a little bit different from America, for example.
I think that culture and tradition and family upbringing, all that is different. But as far as the individual is concerned, and this urge which comes and the seeking, I think it shouldn't be different. And so my seeking was that I need direction in my life. I need inner power in my life. I need to connect with the source that I can always look at and to create strength in my life. So because of that seeking, I got connected with this spiritual organization.
So then you're saying that this urge is something that transcends culture, gender, religion?
I think so, because that's so in early 60s when meditation started becoming popular in Western world, and a lot of people were very interested. Or I used to see so many people from Western world visiting India, and I will see them on streets, and they have their mats in the sleep there, knowing that there is so much physical influence there, but still, what are they seeking? So I think it's a very, very general, you know, it's not really particularly connected with any. Maybe when you are releasing wings, you might have to see what is your, how to put it in context of society or culture.
Do you ever wonder about those people that you saw back there in the 60s, the youth? Where do you think they are today, 40 years later?
Yeah, at that time I talked to a few of them, because where we used to live, and we would go for shopping, I used to see many of them, and I would check with them, what you doing here, why are you here, and that. And I think that they realize that they're not going to find anything just by giving up something, in the sense being on streets or some. So I think that whatever they were able to get released from what they were here in the Western world, they found there was more freedom to, you know, experience themselves when they're in the culture which is more spiritual.
Right.
I think that was one thing, but then also whatever their satisfaction of seeking was, but they still wanted to integrate that in life.
Yes.
And that in the beginning didn't happen, so naturally I think there was lot of popularity, people loved mm-hmm. it, and then they found that, but where will they be grounded in society? So they became, took to professions and,
okay.
So they are like early 40s resting. So they all are in a way spiritual, because what they were seeking was a different way, but still what they got from there, they still have that direction.
Okay,
life.
So that impetus is still there and will continue to come back to them again, whether or not they were disappointed and didn't find what they were looking for, or whether they're still seeking. But I'm wondering if now that you've been in the West for how many years? How many years have you been in the West?
38 years.
And here we are now, 2009. Do you find that there's more of that happening in America itself, rather that people are not needing to go to India per se, but do you find there's more urgency in terms of people seeking, or that the profile of the person seeking is now not just the young ones?
I think that what happened, that those who were seeking, some of them went into their professional life, family mm-hmm. life. But in the United States, there are so many teachers, American yoga teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they went and they took tradition and culture. And recently I was meeting a spiritual guy, it was a guru, and he knew Sanskrit, he knew Hindi. He said when he was young, he joined it. And then after that, he continued in his own way. But he learned everything, and now he's teaching people. So what I find is that they have taken, some have gone and tried to integrate with the worldly life, but there are some who have become good teachers mm. also. So that means they stayed with them in some
yes.
form. So there was not disappointment, but they didn't know how to integrate. So they thought either spiritual or material.
Yes.
But they didn't know that you need to integrate spiritual and material mm. both. So I think that they found, and definitely numbers are increasing. And profile is both. I think it's early 20s and early 40s both.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens that, especially in this country, like at very young age, there is all information available and they reach to a peak in their professional life or in their studies in late 20s. So they have seen the world already.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they are now facing that reality earlier than before.
Mm-hmm.
Before people will know things by 30s, but now they know even as teenagers.
Right.
So as much you come to know in life, then you also know what you got. And then you say, but I just didn't get what I wanted. So seeking begins there. And that's happening a lot at early age, but also at, as I said, that those who had their experience. I met someone recently who is in 60s and never wanted to openly like talk about spirituality. And I always felt that he knows a lot and he knows about yoga, and he had been always mentioning, I used to, but to be a corporate person I have to just for a while say forget it, I won't be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm very successful as a corporate person. And I'm reminded of those traditions and
yes,
values.
Yes.
So I think it's happening in 20s, some in 40s, some in 60s also.
And surprisingly, even much, much older people. And have you seen that it's more easy or more difficult, depending on the age you are?
I think
like
that
if you're 80 or 18 or 28.
I think that when people want to, or they feel they have to change, there is always resistance.
Oh, really?
And I think that at certain age there is less resistance. Like when you are young, you take more risk, you adopt quickly. And when you are around 80, then you start feeling so secure.
Yes.
And even if you want some change, you're so used to, you must have heard that women, even they can't live in the house they are, but they don't want to leave that because I have lived there 30 years. I don't want to go in apartment, I don't want to hear all that at that age. So I don't think that there's less seeking, but adopting to change, there is resistance at that age.
Yeah. And so now that you've been here, because you have come to America having found your wings in a sense, and then I presume the desire was to help others.
I thought that life really is of peace, love and happiness, and everyone is seeking it. So what is needed is just some kind of understanding. Wisdom is a very high word, very elevated word, but just simple understanding about one's own life, simple understanding about what to do with the life, what direction to take in the life. So that's what actually I enjoy when talking to people, to see where their wings are stuck, where they are not able to go beyond, where they need to think about their next step, but they don't have courage to do that. So by talking to them and bringing spiritual aspects, I find it, they are able to release their wings and experience that there is something more they can be and do.
Even whilst they live their normal life, be it in a family or a professional situation or day-to-day situations.
I think that, but that's where it's required. Means if you are only meditating and you're not doing anything, so where are you really using? So anything which is learned first is used for the self, and then you want to integrate, whether you're in family, whether you have a position somewhere, whatever. Because I think that that's what we want, actually. That when people know what is right awareness and right attitude, and they use it in day-to-day life. Because that's really spirituality is about. So we have separated spirituality and material. But if we find, even in material there can be spirituality. You can be a spiritual material person in the sense of, you could attract a lot of material, in the sense of if you have to grow in an organization, you need material. But it's more spiritual energy within that. It's not just only material. When it's only material, then it starts causing that emptiness and people start feeling that's not everything. But if you integrate, people use word inner world, outer world, and I always say, and world is one, and we have divided. So how to make as a whole world, whether inner or outer? And that's where even simple word like authenticity is what it is, that what you are in, you should be out.
You should be the same.
So that's, I think, what spirituality is about. That it's not, I believe in truth, but I don't speak truth. Or I believe in honesty, but my living or my standards are not of honesty. So spirituality fills in that gap, that you have strength, you have courage, and with that trust, what you believe in, you also practice it into, as I said, you mentioned about professional life or family or, live as a normal person. And I think that's the aim, to create such individuals in the world.
And so what would be the steps that you would recommend people take to start that process, if you like, of unfurling their wings, or even knowing they have wings?
I think that everything begins with understanding, whether you want to be a pilot or you want to be any profession or anything, it starts with understanding. So that means they have to take knowledge and spiritual guidance, spiritual directions, to first understand who am I and what is really there which I am holding within me, it's not allowing me to release.
Does it require separating yourself from the world to any extent?
I think
a change in lifestyle is that?
I think it should first start with change of awareness and change of consciousness. So when you are changing consciousness, then you discern what is right, what is wrong. And based on that, you may bring changes externally, like change of certain habits or adopting to certain lifestyle. But it should really come from awareness, not because I have to do it as a discipline. So like if some people it is important that when they find that my body requires now, I feel that I'm more for vegetarian and I need to be vegetarian, or I need to wake up early morning for meditation, adopting to some new things in their lifestyle, make time for that, really should come from right awareness. So I will definitely suggest that understand what you're doing and create that awareness of what are my personal needs. So I'm not doing it because the organization or somebody is telling me to do it, but I do it bringing transformation and the changes and adopting to the way I have to use time and all the resources. And all that should really come from change of awareness, should work from your personal power to discernment.